This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back. It was great to see you in D.C.
Yeah, it was nice to see you over my holiday. Of course, you made sure I didn't miss the on-air puzzle, of course, but I want to thank you for at least waiting until the drinks were served before I grabbed a napkin and a pen and played the puzzle. That was fun, though, I have to say.
That was fun.
Well, you didn't give me the challenge that you gave all the listeners for last week, so why don't you repeat that one?
Yes, it came from listener Eric Berlin. I said, take a term in eight letters that's often used to mean a good child. Remove the first two and last two letters and reverse what remains. You'll have a four-letter word meaning a bad child. What words are these?
What words are they?
Well, the eight-letter term is altar boy. Drop those letters and reverse the middle. You get a brat.
Well, Will, we received more than 1,200 entries this week. Out of those, our randomly chosen winner is Steve Holmes from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Very well, thanks. What are you doing in Santa Fe?
I'm an environmental engineer. I work for the state of New Mexico, and I work on something called the WIP Project.
Is WIP is an acronym for something,
yes.
Right?
Yes, Waste Isolation Pilot Project. It is a nuclear depository for radioactive waste and mixed waste.
I also understand that you're in a marching band.
Yes. It's called the Hill Stompers. It's an adult marching band. We model ourselves after something called Seed and Thief from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, cool. Kind of summer music. Do you get a lot of gigs in the summer?
Oh, yes.
A lot of parades, right?
4th of July, all kinds of things.
You bet. Are you a puzzle person? You seem to be.
Yes.
Yes, you've been playing since the postcard days.
Since postcard days, yeah.
Excellent. And you finally get...
A lot cheaper, too.
Yeah, I know. But now, here you are, after all these years. Going to play the puzzle with Will and me. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Will, please meet Steve. Let's play.
All right, Steve. Today I'm going to ID you. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase with the initials ID. For example, if I said a fake gem for a ring, you would say imitation diamond.
Okay.
All right, number one is July 4th.
Independence Day.
That's right. Number two, theory proposed as an alternative to evolution.
Something divine.
Design, yeah.
Design. What kind of design?
Not independent.
No.
Intelligent design.
Intelligent design, is it? Good. How about cause of anemia?
Insufficient. No, that's not it. Iron deficiency.
Yeah.
Iron deficiency, is it? Good. Salad topping with water, oil, vinegar, and black pepper.
Italian dressing.
That's it. Activity that might be done around a campfire in a headdress.
Indian dance.
That's it. Good. Cocaine and heroin.
Illegal?
Illegal.
Illegal drugs, okay.
Illegal drugs, is it? Classic song with the lyric, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear the unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go.
Well, I was going to say impossible me, but that's not...
But you got the first word right.
Impossible.
Impossible, yes.
From Man of La Mancha.
That's it.
Oh.
Don't revert. It's impossible dream there.
Impossible dream. Good. How about a plastic girl you have to blow up?
Inflatable doll.
Yeah.
Inflatable doll, is it? Good. Good. What a lawyer might plead to have a client avoid the death penalty.
Let's see.
And especially if that client is crazy.
The D would be defense?
Yes. Go ahead, Leanne.
Insanity defense?
Insanity defense is correct. How about a person who chooses wallpaper and furniture?
Interior decorator.
Yeah.
That's it. It runs approximately along the 180-degree longitude.
International dateline.
Yeah. Good.
That's it. Something dug to carry water to crops.
Irrigation ditch.
Yeah.
That's it. And your last one, things you list on your IRS form to lower your taxes.
Something deductions.
Yes. And because you list them, they are...
Independent?
No.
Itemized
deductions.
Okay.
Good job. That was a good two-person puzzle.
Steve, thank you. We made a really good team there together. Well, you know, Steve, we're going to add someone else to our team. It's actually another Steve,
mm-hmm.
Who's going to tell you about the goodies you received for playing our puzzle today. You know him from The Office. You can hear his voice in the new animated film Despicable Me, in which he plays a supervillain named Gru. Here's Steve Carell.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin. That's nice. The Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers. The book series Will Shorts presents Ken Ken Volumes 1, 2, 3 from St. Martin's Press. One of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and the Challenges from Chronicle Books. And, if that weren't enough, a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
Steve Carell as Gru, assemble the minions. What do you think about that, Steve Holmes?
Fantastic.
Isn't that fun? You were so kind to do that for us. Before we let you go, tell us what member station you listen to, Steve.
I'm a member of KUNM in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, without any prompting, he brings out the word member. Well, Steve Holmes of Santa Fe, New Mexico, thanks so much for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you.
All right. And Will, your challenge for next week, please.
Yes, it comes from Ben Bass of Chicago, and he writes the blog Ben Bass and Beyond, and he gave me this puzzle at the National Puzzlers League convention last week in Seattle. Take the phrase deep cleanse, that's DEEPCLEANSE, and this is a way of ridding the body of toxins or clearing the pores. Rearrange the 11 letters of deep cleanse to name a well-known American landmark, and the number of words in the answer is for you to determine. So again, rearrange the letters of deep cleanse to name a well-known American landmark. What is it?
When you know the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and a Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leah.